All right, on the line with me, Ben Burnley from Breaking Benjamin. Ben, how are you today?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm excited to see you here Saturday. This is going to be the first of two meetings for us. I think I'm going to be interviewing you before you go on stage as well at Keno Stadium for Fall Ball. When's the last time you were in Tucson? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think it was last year, or it was like towards the beginning of 2017, I think. Dude, we did so much touring, I can't even remember what I did last week.
That's true. You guys have been all around the world, literally. You guys were in Europe and Russia over the summer.
Yeah, dude, it's been nonstop, man. I haven't stopped. It's a little run together for me. And then when we did stop, I went right into doing the album. So, man, I've just kind of like on autopilot in a way. But I'm the kind of guy that, like, when I get there, like when I pull up on the place, I remember every single thing about it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. And then, like, it all comes flooding back to me all at once.
So when you get to Tucson, you start seeing a saguaro cactus, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, this place, I remember it.
Well, exactly. Or when they park my bus by the dumpster, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I took a piss behind here.
Dude, they always park my bus by the dumpster. I think they're trying to tell me something.
Well, hey, listen, so you, like we were talking about earlier, you have been all over the world. You were in Europe and Russia. So I'd like to ask you, being an American and being overseas recently, what's the reception like to American rock and roll in these countries?
Well, we're blessed, you know, in the sense that fans everywhere are just incredible. And they all are extremely passionate. And so I would say they're kind of like on par, you know, across the board. Like, everybody that loves rock music is real passionate about rock music, you know? And so we represent, you know, a small part of rock music, and they're just absolutely amazing everywhere we go. And that's just like a gift, you know? We see that as just like an absolute gift in this world, and we're just so damn grateful for it.
Now, it had been a little while since you had been over to those countries, because you don't travel by plane. So what was it like getting all the way over there?
Oh, man. Dude, I'd take a boat to get over there, and on my way home this time, I went through Hurricane Jose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you had some rough waters.
Oh, my God. Like, you know how a lot of people say, oh, this is hell on earth. Let me tell you something. There's hell at sea, too.
Yeah, if the boat is rocking, don't come knocking, right?
Oh, rocking would be nice. This was the fuck. Oh, man, I almost dropped it.
That's all right.
I stopped it.
That's
all
right.
There was no K. There was no K.
But we all said it in our head.
Yeah. But, yeah, dude, the swell was just the size of the building. So, and you're like dropping down so fast.
Wow.
That you're like weightless, man. And this is like days of this, dude. I didn't think I was gonna die, but it was just being in absolute hell.
Yeah, those seasick patches only do so much, right?
Dude, it was I don't know how anybody on that ship could have not felt it. I didn't throw up, but I felt ill for sure. I think that, you know, those cruise ships are packed full of like octogenarians, which is a fancy term for somebody who's old as hell.
Right.
I think they all just took their medicine and went to bed through the whole thing.
You know, the generation with the most STDs now is that older generation. So maybe they were just doing it in their cabin.
Yeah, probably. That's because they didn't. They their condoms were made out of metal. We got the plastic.
That's right. You're so metal.
Everything in those days was built much better.
That's metal. Right. Even the condoms.
Even the condoms. People just tuning into this now are going to like just flip right over this. Like, what the hell is going
now,
on?
We're talking about the benefits of metal condoms versus regular condoms.
Right. versus there is none. No benefits.
That's right. Go bareback. That's how we are. That's how
oh
I roll.
Oh, my God. It went there. You went there.
All right. So, Ben, the rumor is that you've got the new album already finished.
No, it's no rumor. It's the truth.
So when can we expect to hear any of this new Breaking Ben music?
Oh, dude, I want to drop it, man. I'm ready. I want to drop it. I want to drop that single right now.
Okay.
I gave it to the label, and I'll let them do their thing. You know, we did our part, delivered it, and we have full faith in that they'll put it out when they feel, you know, it's a good time to put it out. But I'm ready. Me personally, I'm ready to drop that stuff.
All right, so the Breaking Benjamin world domination plan is in full effect right now. We're just waiting to conquer the entire world.
Dude, that would be great. It's heavy, man. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Heavy.
Heavier than the previous stuff, than Dark Before Dawn?
It's heavier, yeah.
All right. So, Ben, will we hear any of this new material at Fall Ball?
No, we like to have it out for a while so people, like, know what it is. We don't like to play brand new stuff live because people just kind of, like, try to take it in.
Right.
More than, like, we love it when people get real passionate about it and they know all the lyrics and they're, like, singing along. And so if something's, like, brand new, there's no way they could, like, sing along to it. So we try to wait until they have it and we'll live with it a little while.
Okay, so rule number one when going to a Breaking Ben show, do your homework, memorize your lyrics, and be prepared. There's going to be a quiz.
Yeah. No, man, you know how it is. Like, if people are, like, really passionate about it, they start to sing along. We love that, man. I mean, there's no better reward. That's just an incredible gift to have that, I think. People just take things and make it their own. You know, I love that.
Right, you give it, and then they give it back. It's a kind of an interesting back and forth, almost like a conversation.
Dude, exactly. I hate playing shows where it feels like I'm just, like, performing. I love to have it so it's like we're all doing it together.
All right, well, Tucson is definitely looking forward to doing it together with Breaking Benjamin. Now, Tucson is the only electric date on your fall tour. So what do you prefer, acoustic or electric?
You know, it's funny, man. This acoustic tour has been really, really awesome, and I'm really, like, enjoying it a lot more than I thought that I would. And I think it's because when we play electric, it's a lot more structured and it's a lot more, like, stressful.
Right.
Where this is just like, we still play the songs, you know, we don't, like, slack off. We still play the songs. It's just the environment, like, more relaxed. Like, at a show like the Fall Ball, you know, if something goes wrong during a set with, like, equipment, we would be like, oh, my God, fix it, man, fix it, hurry up.
Right.
But, like, on acoustic, it's like, oh, man, let's just hang out. And they figure it out when they figure it out. You know, and if they don't, you guys just go grab another drink. You know, it's like that, you know?
Right.
When we play acoustic, like, people are surprised when they come to our acoustic show because we don't sit down with, like, candles and flowers and stuff. We totally just rock it out the same. We still play the songs exactly the same.
Right.
We just play them on acoustic guitars. We still play the riffs and everything, like, on acoustic guitar.
Have you found any different nuances in the songs by playing them acoustically?
No, I mean, it's just the rawest version of it. It's like everything is stripped down. There's, like, the parts are still there. There's just no effects on them. And everything is just, like, raw.
And is that how you usually write the music?
Yeah, yeah. But the weird thing is, like, I'll write it on an acoustic and I'll strum it mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll wait until I have my electric guitar to, like, put the riffs on it. And so when I write them, they're that way. But then when we play them acoustic, we play them, like, after they've been, like, riffed up. And
right.
So even when we play them acoustic, that's still not how I wrote them on the acoustic.
I gotcha. So there is a little bit of difference from the original concept to the actual final product, even acoustically.
Yeah, because I'll write it and keep it basic with a strummed acoustic. Then I'll take it to the electric and complicate it up with some riffs. And then when we play it live, we play that complicated version acoustic.
All right. Well, will there be any acoustic stuff during the electric show at all? Like maybe there's like a little mini breakdown or something like that?
No, because we usually only do that when it's just like a full-on like Breaking Benjamin show because of the time. You know, when we play something like that, we try to keep the energy up and try to make it so that it's like everybody's just like wound up and they stay that way. So like when you headline, you know, you try to get a little bit of everything in there. So we would do it then just to change it up a little bit.
Understandable. So back in 2014, you came out with the new lineup of Breaking Benjamin for the Dark Before Dawn album. So now that it's been a couple years, is the evolution of Breaking Benjamin musically where you want it to be?
Oh, absolutely, because the band before, you know, competent musicians have played in the band, but nobody that could really sing. When I'm in the studio, I'm singing like three or four different guys' parts, but I'm doing it all myself because you can layer things. So now we're able to do that live because I have two guys in the band that aren't just like a bass player that can sing. It's a singer that plays bass.
Ah.
And same thing with guitar. I didn't find a guitar player that could sing. I found a singer that could play guitar.
So there was a little bit of thought ahead of time before you handpicked these guys to be in Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had nothing but time, and I figured if I'm going to come back, I got to do it right. The band has to be better than it ever was before. So we added another guitar player because that's another thing that we do in the studios. We add a lot of guitars, and I would just double it up on myself. So now I'm able to have every aspect that we have on our album live, whereas before there was only one vocal live, but then you listen to the album and there's like three part harmonies and stuff, and there's no way to do that with one person. So, and these guys, they're like I said, they're singers. They're not like, you know, a bass player that can sing. It's they're singers first.
Gotcha.
And amazing musicians too, so nothing's like lacking. So they sing songs because they're amazing singers, and it just would be such an injustice to the world and to them to not showcase their abilities to the full.
All right. Well, so it sounds like we've got a group of professionals coming to Tucson here on Saturday. Now, just the last thing I wanted to throw your way here, Ben. I know that you're an avid video gamer, but I also know that, you know, you're a dad now and a husband. So I don't know if you have the time anymore, but are you an Xbox guy or a PS4 guy?
Well, I've taken it to an extreme now. We could do a whole show alone on video games. don't get that started, but I am a PC guy now because I pretty much exclusively only play virtual reality games.
Ah, all right.
And I've actually delved into the world of slightly of development, and I'm looking to start a video game company that is exclusive to virtual reality. And I've also modded a couple of games, or you know, gotten mods for games that aren't virtual reality to make them in virtual reality. And it's just, it blows your mind, man. It's one of those things that, you know, there's a thing called the Oculus Rift, and that's what I mainly use, even though I have a PlayStation 4, which uses the PSVR, which is a virtual reality set that PlayStation uses.
Right.
So I have them all. I also have another one called the Vive. But there's this thing called the Oculus Rift, which is the most, like, common PC headset, and they have a display at certain stores so that you can put the thing on and see. Because you cannot describe virtual reality, man. You just got to put the headset on and go in there and look around and just realize that, wow, I'm like inside this thing right now. Like, I'm in this world. You're not just watching it. Like, you're literally inside it. And so it's very, very immersive. And after you know, going inside, we call it the metaverse.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nerd. I didn't come up with that. That's what the nerd.
Trademark.
I'm a nerd. Yeah. But once you go inside there, it's hard to go back to what we call flat gaming. It's almost impossible. So I'm really passionate about virtual reality. I'm actually going to start my own YouTube channel devoted just to virtual reality and the things that I'm working on. And I think I'm going to start a Twitch to show people sort of what I'm doing. Although it does kind of suck in a way that, like, if you're watching something being played in virtual reality on flat, you just still can't get the scope of what is being done in the game when you're watching it on flat screen.
So welcome to the fourth dimension with Ben Burnley.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody out there has not tried virtual reality, please just try it because it is the future. It's amazing. You literally go inside that world.
You will never go back to reality.
No, well, there's a very popular game, and I should say something, too, because it's very important. I won't take up a lot of your time.
That's right.
But there's two popular games coming out, and they're being ported to virtual reality. One of them is called Skyrim, and one of them is called Fallout 4.
Okay.
When those games come out, they come out in December and November, I might just disappear off the face of the planet.
Ben is in the man cave.
I'm in Whiterun, which is a small town in Skyrim. That's where I'll be. I'll be picking somebody's pocket or breaking into somebody's house, or I'll be in the wasteland, which is where Fallout takes place.
If you get a chance to meet Ben at Fall Ball, challenge him to a game of Fallout or something.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of gamers that come to our shows, and I just would sit. Like I said, man, he get me started on that, start to shut me up. Because I will just sit. I'll miss the show if somebody comes up to me and starts talking about video games.
So we'll have to have security keep the video game people away from you so you can get to the stage.
We're still after. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Ben, it was great talking to you. We're looking forward to seeing you Saturday at Keno Stadium for Fall Ball 2017. Anybody that doesn't have tickets yet, you can get them now at any Tucson area Pizza Hut or online at KFMA.com. Ben, I will see you Saturday.
Dude, we're so stoked to be there. Thank you guys for having us, and thank you so much to all the incredible fans out there that support us. We love you guys.
And I'll be talking to you on Saturday as well, so I look forward to meeting you in person.
Awesome, man. Likewise.
All right. See you, man. Safe travels.
See you then.
Bye-bye. Thanks.